today is the first time ever we have seen the USDA supply and demand report released during trading hours. It's caused a lot of controversy, but believe it or not, for those that are skeptical about it, the world did not come to an end. Even the trading volume was reasonable. The swings in the market were not that crazy. I really think things went fairly well when you look at it. Now, we are looking at the numbers this morning on the corn, old crop ending stocks. They came in unchanged from last month. We saw the soybeans come in lower than last month and lower than what the trade was looking for. And the wheat came in lower than what the trade was looking for and what it was last month on the old crop. And when you look at new crop, corn came in higher than what the trade was looking for. Soybeans came in a little lower than what the trade was looking for, as did the wheat coming in lower than what they looked for. On the wheat production, this is a little bit price bearish as they're looking for a bigger wheat crop out there, as the all-winter, hard red winter, and soft red winter wheat all came in higher than what the trade was looking for, and this is going to probably put a little pressure on the wheat market. As far as world numbers, the world wheat stocks came in lower, world corn stocks higher, and the world soybean stocks were virtually unchanged.